rap possible, bro. It's crazy.
See, you know, he used to say rap is not.
You know what
music.
He called it?
What?
He called it facts.
Facts?
Of course he did.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 4IQ.
I gotta think of my thing.
With an X or CT?
Just think while we talk.
Huh?
Now, yeah.
No,
put
no,
us
C,
an
C,
X.
C,
oh,
of
C.
Course, bro. Ben Shapiro.
No, I thought he'd be like hip, you know, be hip like the youngsters.
Okay, do you think Taylor Swift deserves her case? Do you think Taylor Swift's case is should be actually pursued?
What case?
What case?
Against the AI maker.
I mean, if they wanted to, I don't know.
I think it's just like a cartoon. It's a political cartoon.
Oh, is she trying to sue an AI maker for using her music?
No. Are you stupid? Sam doesn't know.
I haven't heard of this yet.
He's got dirty mind though. Okay, Sam. Basically, there's a hella deepfake Taylor Swift AI porn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's been about everyone though. It's more of her though.
Exactly, but
it's more of Taylor Swift because there's a lot of Taylor Swift images.
Exactly, but like, come on, like, I think it's just a political image. It's literally a drawing.
It's not. How is this any political image at all?
It's a political
depiction. I think you can legitimately sue for defamation.
No, it's like, not. Sam, it's a drawing. It's literally a drawing.
No, Sam, defamation for celebrities is much harder.
Yeah, Sam. It's literally a drawing.
Okay, can we go on topic?
This is it a drawing or is it a hyper-realistic?
Hyper-realistic.
Hyper-realistic drawing. It's still a drawing. It's still art. It's still technically art.
But Justin, they're using her likeness.
Defamation doesn't work in art, huh?
But Justin, they're also using her likeness in a way that, you know, it's just...
Yeah,
it's just against her privacy, right? She still
has
against
her privacy.
JD, it's the same reason you need to say like all persons living or if any similarities
just,
to all per any person.
Why are we
living
so off subject here?
No, people say that I think for respect reasons.
So
I don't think there's a legal problem.
No, I think there is a legal reason.
No.
I don't think you think
it's literally just a cartoon. Think about it. It's literally no difference if I draw a cartoon of Trump.
Justin, how would you feel about having like a bunch of nude photos of you that are fake?
I can't do anything about it because it's not real. It's not real. It's a drawing. It literally is.
Okay.
You can't
off topic, JD. You know what? You're right. You're wrong.
So on to JD's topic, which he's continually diverting us from.
This is my topic. I thought this was all our topics.
No, this is your topic.
Oh,
yeah.
You brought this up.
Oh yeah, I did.
Okay, we're gonna cut that part.
Nah, I'll leave it in.
No, cut
it's a good intro.
It's a horrible intro. So we're gonna do a 3x3. If you don't
I gotta
know
make
that,
it. You guys just stay silent for a little bit.
All right.
Shut up. Took out this cop. Just like mute the podcast for like 2 minutes.
No. How about we explain what a 3x3 is?
Well,
we've got some time to kill.
Or we can just put
right.
some elevator music.
No, you're not doing this. You're not doing this. Sam,
we've done
first.
The elevator
Sam,
music.
Go first.
All right. A 3x3 is you choose one move. You choose three movies, three TV shows, and three video games that have shaped you most as a person.
Influenced.
Influenced. Same fucking thing.
Isn't fucking matter.
It was a.
All right.
Okay, you go first because you explained it.
Really?
Okay. You don't want to go first?
I don't.
Yeah, you're already
first.
On that streak of talking.
Moen, go first.
No.
I already predicted one of Moen's things.
Yeah, Moen, he predicted it right. Okay, go.
All right.
You actually had a list.
I should probably.
No, I just wrote them down so I don't forget.
I gotta start writing them down right now. I'll make some. Wait.
Okay, now that you guys said
15
it.
Minutes.
All right. Now that you guys said it, I might forget. I know. I assume not.
Okay. Alright, so for my first show, I picked Naruto, right? And the reason I picked Naruto is that it's just like, it's a show with so many characters, and since you have so many characters...
Is it Naruto?
Yeah, Naruto.
Oh my god.
Like, right, okay, 50% of people have Naruto.
Kill yourself, yeah. It's okay.
Right,
so
it's
if you're not as special as you are,
no, I'm sorry, I'm not as...
So if you're not as
nuanced... I'd rather him pick one of his, like, erase or some shit.
Huh?
Erased.
Oh, erased. Yeah. I don't like that. Go.
Because it's more personal to Moen. That's
okay,
go.
Fuck this game.
Bro,
fuck you. Go.
Go.
Okay.
Continue.
It's like, so it's a show with so many characters and so much story that you get a bunch of like...
Go.
JD.
Why are you so easily triggered, bro? Go.
Yeah, why are you so easily
triggered? Why are you so easily baited, bro?
That like you get so many perspectives and you just like get multiple, you know, ways to think about things. Like... You can think of Naruto and Pain, how they both
okay,
have...
next one. Next show.
Okay, sure.
Next
let him,
show.
Let him talk.
Bro, we get it. Next show.
Okay. Oh, sure.
Next show
do,
is probably
do
more
I not need to explain?
No, but next show is probably
do
more
Daredevil.
Okay.
Do Daredevil.
No.
The next one is
fuck off,
Vinland Saga.
Okay, I like that.
Okay,
like
okay
that.
So the reason I picked it, like, you guys know, I have a history. I've had a past
it came
with
out like
overreacting,
a year
right?
What?
I've had a past with overreacting, especially
to what?
Like grade 8 and grade 9.
Okay, that's
oh
so irrelevant.
Oh,
this is
no,
so irrelevant.
I know what you're talking about.
This is so irrelevant.
No, but it's just like, It really helped me think about the way of sort of letting things go. Things that don't matter that much, just letting them go and not, you know, not making them deeper than it really is.
Yeah.
You know?
Then he said, I don't have any enemies.
Yeah, it really touched me.
It touched you. Okay, now the third show.
And the third one is Daredevil.
Oh, fuck. And he was right.
I literally laughed when he said it.
Well, I had to know. That means yes.
Well, he saw me laugh.
Oh, okay. So stupid. Go.
Okay, and then the reason I picked Daredevil was because a lot of the characters, they have these moments in the show where, you know, they're thinking of reverting to the ways of doing it the easy way. You know, Daredevil wants to kill Fisk, but he doesn't, right? He tries his hardest to stay good. You know, he's chased the hard path, but the good path.
Okay, W take.
No cap, it's not even the best Marvel TV show.
What's the best Marvel TV show?
Jessica Jones is better.
Loki.
I've heard that one is good. I haven't watched it yet.
I've seen like parts of Jessica Jones. Like it. It's good.
Are we actually playing Loki? Like,
is Loki? Bro, did you see the new Loki season?
Like season 2?
Yeah.
I have not seen it yet.
No.
It's so good.
The ending, bro.
The ending just makes it so much better. Okay, this is a debate for another day.
Okay, I have not
Monday.
Watched it yet. I have not watched it yet.
Monday. No, it's the movies.
Oh, movies, okay.
I said Monday.
I said Monday. Okay.
Monday.
So the next movie, so my first movie is Rango.
Oh. Right?
And in the story, right, he starts out, you know, he's all talk, no show. No bite, you know, all bark, no bite. And he's like, oh, I'm gonna be the best chief. And then when he meets Jake the Snake, I think that was his name.
Yeah,
Jake the Snake, right? And then he gets, like, you know, scared, and he sort of has this arc where he's like, you know, I gotta do some stuff to reach my life if I really want to protect my friends. And, you know, it's sort of like a who do I want to be and how do I get to who I want to be.
That's also a W take now. I haven't watched the movie, though.
No.
It's a really good movie.
And then the next one is...
Johnny Depp.
Oh! You probably will watch it. Johnny Depp. I like Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp Wizard is good.
He's good.
And then the next one
He's
is...
He's great, in fact.
The next one is Witness for the Persecution.
Okay, I never heard of that.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, it's a really old movie. My uncle recommended it to me. But essentially in the thing, right, it's this defense attorney, and then there's this guy who gets framed for murder of an old lady who's rich. And then he seemed really innocent until the end of the show where it was a plot twist where he was actually guilty.
How does that influence you?
And then it's sort of, that's sort of what set me off of being scared of being a defense attorney. Because I really don't want to defend someone who's guilty. Because I don't think I'll be able to live with myself if I did that.
Just kind of being a lawyer 101.
So do you want that? So basically what you want to do is instead, you want to...
Civil attorney.
You want to be a civil attorney. Yeah. Defend someone who's also bad. Just a little
just
bit
not
less
illegal.
Bad.
Just not illegal.
Just a little bit less bad.
Jenny, that's literally the difference. That's literally the difference.
I understand that. That's why I asked that.
But also, just
civil
attorney.
No, that's literally the difference.
I agree.
But also, Justin, there's multiple types of civil law. I don't have to do...
I'm gonna tell you right now, if you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to be defending bad people.
Yeah,
but there's bad
people. I could be a prosecutor.
Or you're gonna be broke as shit.
I love that. I love that type.
But as a prosecutor, there's also the, are we going after a good person?
I guess.
It's a morally questionable position.
No, but we're not in the 1980s where you know, if they're black at all, they're definitely guilty.
But wait, you say that, but there's still clearly.
Sure, there's still a lot of, you know, injustice happening.
Because you're pushing for one side, which you can't decide if you like the side.
Yeah.
You have to decide. You just have to do it once.
No, but if I find that there's not enough.
We live in a society.
If I find there's not enough evidence to pursue a case, I don't have to pursue a case. I don't have to continue the charge.
But you will learn how to take advantage of the legal system, and you don't really
have
to.
That's the whole point of the legal system. You're not supposed to give a shit who it is.
You're just supposed to do cases that
that's
you can
That's
why
win. The legal system works.
No, but that's the thing. I'm supposed to catch the right guy.
You're supposed to be able to whoever you can put in jail.
That's not my mentality, though.
Whoever you can win, huh?
That's not my mentality.
But that's the mentality of the prosecutor. You don't get to be like, oh, I feel bad for this guy.
It's not going to be that I feel bad for this guy. If I genuinely think there's not enough evidence to...
He can't withdraw himself from the case. That's the thing.
I can't withdraw
myself from
the case.
You can also just say we think he's innocent.
The case.
Yeah, like, new evidence has come to light. We think he's innocent.
So I don't have to play by the dirty rules.
Yeah, he can't do whatever he wants.
I feel like, though, like, you kind of do have to accept cases when they come up to you.
Sure, I'm saying that later in the case, if I figure out, I highly doubt if this guy's guilty, then I'm just not going to pursue the case anymore.
That's the whole thing.
You wouldn't be withdrawing because you don't think he's guilty. You'd be withdrawing because you don't think there's enough evidence to prove he's guilty. You could be like, you could find some piece of evidence that says he's guilty.
If there's not enough evidence to pursue them, either the defense wins or I simply think there's not enough evidence to pursue the case.
But it's different from
right.
If
there's not enough evidence to even like in the middle of the case, that means there was even less evidence at the beginning case, which means the case wouldn't even be started.
Listen, let me explain this right.
You're
making this assumption based on the amount of evidence, right? Not based on whether you think it's good or bad. So it's still, you don't have the choice of whether you think they're good or bad. Because
people's moral compass is subjective.
You're not allowed to have a moral compass in there. Evidence is not 100% objective.
Yeah.
It cannot be objective. The whole point is that it's not
evidence
objective.
Isn't objective. You're saying that evidence is people's is
no,
not.
The people, how you view the evidence is
but the
not
evidence
objective.
Itself yeah. also is not objective.
And, yeah, it is some, objective. And sometimes depending
is
on
not.
People's bias, certain pieces of evidence.
How can
not,
that not be objective?
Yeah. Huh?
Because like when people are
evidence
collecting evidence,
like,
oh, this can't be important to the case. That's their bias.
But that's,
so they just don't
the
submit it
as
evidence.
But not using the evidence. And using evidence doesn't make evidence not evidence.
It's like survey bias. There's a bias in the survey because everybody who's answered is a person that would take a survey.
This is not a good example. Let's say there's a video camera of like someone getting killed, right?
Yeah. Sure, but most cases are not that simple. There's circumstantial evidence. You have to make your decision, and you make those decisions based on whether you think you win,
not based on whether you can win is not the same as whether they're guilty.
Your array of evidence in front of you can be biased based on which evidence has been admitted and which hasn't.
Think about it this way, right?
If you're, okay, whether you're on the defense or the prosecution, right? Either way, you're only working on one side, and you can only choose to help that one side, right? And that is your duty to help that one side, whether they're guilty or what.
That's what we're talking about.
Param, your selection
just,
of evidence
I'm
is not...
more ethical
Justin,
to be prosecuted.
Justin, as a lawyer, it's not technically your first duty, though. You still have that judicial independence.
Your first duty is to make money.
Sorry, Param, you just deny
cases where they're bad, but you make zero money.
Param,
your array of evidence is not just a sum of its parts.
Because
no one will hire you if you only
it's
go
a,
after
it's
them
a selection
when they're guilty.
Yes.
Well, so Justin,
yeah.
even if I'm like a big shot lawyer,
yeah.
occasionally
does subjective.
Like...
Yes, therefore, the array of
questionable cases, there's still pro bono cases.
Param,
but you make no money.
What makes up the array of an evidence, of the evidence, is
when,
subjective
okay,
so because
as
it is
lawyer,
subjected
be
to a person who is deciding what
is
yes. and isn't
no,
eligible.
That's just the thing, Justin.
The fucking table.
The fucking table is objective.
I'm a civil attorney, right? I can do my own cases that make me the money, and I can pursue a.
No, but in those cases, of course, all
law firms have a minimum required amount of pro bono cases they have to.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But those cases that you're not doing that are not pro bono. Those are cases that actually matter, where you're defending someone who's bad, and you can't get over that unless you make zero money.
Also. He might think he's bad, but someone else might not think he's bad.
I agree.
That's also true.
So, like...
It's more.
So, it's...
But you can't
it's
get
up to
through
the jury.
Law. You can't get through law. You can't get through a career with law without putting some... either putting some good people in jail...
No, this is very good.
You can't get through law without...
Putting good people bad people, no. It's people who you think are good people who are people you think are bad.
Not as a defense lawyer.
But this is relevant. Anyone... I'm saying you kind of just start good people then they're bad people.
Okay,
I'm saying
no matter what
you look at
no matter what lawyer you are, no matter what type of lawyer you are, in some way you're going to screw a person that you think is a good person, or you're going to benefit a person you think is a bad person.
But you think there's an objective.
Yeah,
goodness.
But there's no objective. We don't know the objective. There is an objective. Like if okay. They are. It's true that they are. Either they did or they didn't do it. But we don't know. We just have to go out there.
So
eventually, you will put someone who is good in jail and put someone who's bad outside of jail. Eventually, you will.
What's the bad? What's the good?
Huh?
Who says it's bad? What's the
whether
good?
They did the thing or not? This is.
Oh, if it's a criminal one, but
yeah. Of course, yeah, whether they did or not.
I'd say even if they're guilty, some people.
Okay, let's move on to the, let's move on to.
This is a. I'm saying this is law, and then there's morals. Okay, next movie.
Third movie.
The third movie is A Bronx Tale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know that one.
No. What's it about? Robert De Niro.
It's a Robert De Niro movie. I watched that one.
Who's the other guy? Some other guy.
It's an Italian guy. Italian New York mafia.
Mafia.
Money, working class.
Got it.
Kids wants to be rich.
Right, and then like, so that movie, it's sort of one of those things where like, even though the mobster is, you know, he's a bad guy, right? He's a mobster. He's killed lots of people, right? It's he was still passing on a lot of values, and it's just those values that really stuck with me.
You took the wrong, I mean, but like, my favorite line from the movie is that pulling gun on people is not
good. Bad?
No, it's good, not hard.
You should shoot people.
Working.
Okay.
Working every day is hard.
The working man is the tough guy.
Yeah, the working man is the That's not pulling gun on people is not tough. Being the working man is tough.
Yeah.
Which is in context is really deep. Now
I can understand how that would be deep.
Oh no, you can't explain it.
No, pretty much like
you gotta kind of watch the movie, and that's the whole point. Okay.
Onto my games. So I don't know, of my three video games, this one's the only one that like truly influenced me, and that's Resident Evil 4. And this one, I went more for the experience of it, less the game.
What about influence? What about influence you? Was it the what I think it was?
Was it the good looking characters?
Yeah, moment was it that?
The quality graphics.
The jiggling traffic?
Those graphics were definitely something.
No, they were not. They were not. Let's say I'm business here.
It was more just like playing it with my cousin, because back when I was living in Iran, and then when I'd visit during like the holidays, I'd always played with him.
So it's a more of a family bonding.
Bonding, because he's also my favorite cousin.
Okay, now next.
And your other cousins are gonna listen to this and like.
Next.
Half of them won't understand it.
Next.
The next one is Minecraft. You know, I think it's just, I've played with a lot of friends. You know, done a lot of things with friends on that game. You know, so.
Boss.
I mean, how can you even do that?
I mean, there's a mod.
There's a mod.
Okay. I wasn't talking about it like that.
You can just go on the bed and like, I remember, me and you, you like, nothing. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, the water bucket.
E6, yes, go.
And then the next one is Valorant.
Kill yourself!
From Valorant, I realized how shitty it is for my mental health to just grind games like that. So from now on, I just never played a multiplayer game on myself.
Okay.
Because it's boring.
Okay, now. That's, okay, who could have thought?
Maybe you should grind your way out of that. I'm joking.
I believe if I played as much Valorant as JD did, I'll be way more of a hateful person than JD is.
Same.
Yes, I feel like JD.
If I played shooter games, when I play with random people,
it's only one out of every 10 matches that like I'm hating, right? It's because it's super hard to not hate on everyone because everyone's so fucking annoying in Valorant, bro.
Okay, but JD, if I played shooter games the same amount I play fighting games, I would be significantly worse as a human being.
Yeah, it's not good.
More hate. Who could have thought?
Exactly.
Okay, up, go. Your turn, Sam.
All right. Which one should I start with?
Start with the TV shows.
All right. My philosophy for doing this, so it's... Because when you think about things that actually have the most influence on you, it's probably like the Sesame Street you watched as a little kid. Yeah. Like, realistically, that's...
That was the first domino.
Yeah, that's the first domino. So I picked one thing from, like, early elementary school. Late elementary school, and one thing from high school. Except for in the video games, because I didn't play video games in early elementary school. So, like, little kids, or, like, kids' shows, do you guys ever watch Nicky, Ricky, Dicky, and Don?
No.
Yeah.
It's like a kids' sitcom about four quadruplets.
I'll put some different stuff. I already wrote my list. What?
It's a terrible, fucking show. Okay. But I watched it a lot as a kid, and I think
personal influence.
Just personal, like it shapes your perception of how people act.
W take.
Yeah.
Who's the next?
All right, next one, Pokemon XY.
Okay. You know what?
That's fair.
Next
for Samus, animation, Samus, yeah. I like X-1 was the like the Greninja one.
Dude, I would put hella Disney Channel shows if I I'm gonna change something.
Honestly, it's a fire show, still holds up today, and I think it like that shows kind of my taste in anime. If that makes any sense, like the animation, like the animation styles and tropes and things that I like now are reflected in this show.
His grandfather.
Like, is.
So what kind of... Oh, but then why don't you like... Okay, no. Okay. Okay. Oh, no, I like Avatar, bro. Why do you like Avatar?
All right.
Why do you like Avatar?
Probably because it was overhyped.
I think it's probably because of the comedy I didn't like. Honestly, okay, let's keep going. Because
the what?
I don't like Avatar's comedy. I actually think it's...
Okay, the comedy's not that great.
Subjectively, you know? Subjectively.
You know what?
I also watched Avatar at a very different age range. I watched in like grade 5. I watched Avatar in like grade 8.
Yeah, I feel like some of the stuff I watched
when I was a kid would be different.
I watched it in grade 10. I rewatched it in grade 10.
I rewatched it in grade 10.
I watched it in like grade 4 and then in grade 10.
That doesn't count as a rewatch. Grade 4, before grade 5 you didn't have a brain.
Alright, we'll have our Avatar discussion when Parham inevitably brings it up.
Well, affect your brain. It just doesn't...
All right, and my third show is Castlevania. Netflix's Castlevania.
Oh, I actually love Castlevania.
It's so good.
This is a top pick right here.
This is my, like... This is my recent, like, occupies my...
This is actually a top pick, bro.
This is actually so good.
Never watched it.
Finally good opinion, bro.
All right.
The dub is actually really good. The dub is actually really good. It doesn't sound like cringy or fake at all.
For Castlevania?
Yeah.
I thought it was originally in English.
Really?
Maybe yeah, it's an American show.
I thought it was.
It's anime, bro.
It's
a Japanese company, but I think it's a. It says like English original. It's Netflix.
Really?
Yeah.
So.
It's done by Powerhouse Studios. They're American.
Really? Oh, okay. That's
they're American,
cool.
Man.
That's pretty cool. I really like the voice acting.
It takes a lot of anime.
I like the voice acting.
Yeah, the voice acting is fantastic.
Voice acting in anime is way too freaking like. Okay. It's just, there's not that much differentiation, right?
It's a bit of a combination of the
they get the accents and stuff really right.
Yeah.
And it's not cringe.
Because it's like, it's supposed to be like, it's like Central Europe, right?
It's like Romania.
Romania.
Wallachia.
Yeah.
Right? Let it go, called Wallachia.
All right, Natty Games. First one, Spider-Man PS4. This was the first game.
Hot topic.
You know that moment that people talk about where they look at a game and they're like, holy shit, this looks just like real life? That was it for me.
That was the game for me. That's crazy.
It is the first AAA game I ever touched.
Okay.
Like just
so that's a what's the word called? That's the
it's definitely it's
like Minecraft with RTX on.
That's what you call that's a legacy pick.
RTX it's, on is the
RTX
best.
RTX and the special
RTX
boss.
On in Minecraft is probably the best like thing I've seen.
And also, I love Spider-Man, and the swinging feels great in the game.
I actually hated the swinging.
Really?
I didn't like it.
I thought it was like just objectively good. What?
I hated it.
You don't like it?
I had like 5 hours in, but the swinging was so off, I just walked around, dead ass.
That is the best part of the game.
I'm 5 hours in. I didn't.
You didn't like swing anymore. You just ran on the sidewalks.
I swung as less amount of time as possible.
Nah, I think you just didn't know how to swing. Maybe
I think he's just bad.
Or maybe the swings could barely support him.
Shut the fuck up.
Parham, they asked
him. Parham broke the webs.
The dashes are strong.
But that shit is so strong. It held to their boat, but can't hold this motherfucker.
All right, second game, Street Fighter 3, Third Strike. I just like the game. It's a good game. It was my first like fighting game that I played.
Sure.
So,
that's a good.
It's
reason.
Good. It's a high quality game.
That's a good reason.
It's got good online. Yeah. And for my recent pick, I picked Persona 5 because it kind of got me into RPGs and those are fun. And it's also a really good game. So yeah. I don't think the games ones are as deep as the movies and the TV.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, everything
can
is
be.
Deep enough.
Like, I chose, like, my games are basically TV shows and, like, like if I play a visual novel, it's basically the same.
Okay.
But yeah, like if I did,
I'm not talking about that one. Not that one. Not the.
Are you sure?
Okay, now not
the
disability. Right,
movies of the interest. I'll start with the least interesting one. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Never watched.
All right, it's a Guy Ritchie movie, and it's a lot of what I like. It's like fast editing, good dialogue, decent action, good soundtrack, and like a lot of different plot threads.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
complicated.
It's you actually just need to watch the movie. I can't explain it. It's okay,
number two.
All right, number two, Return of the Jedi, Star Wars.
Basic ass answer.
Okay, but like,
of course, motherfucker said Star Wars. Okay,
I watched this when I was like 5 years old. It has an imprint on me. Like,
I 5 years old has an imprint on you? I mean, maybe.
It has the most imprint, okay, but it's that young.
I've been watching the movie since I was 5 years. Like, the amount of exposure I've had to this specific Star Wars movie is kind of ridiculous.
Like, I watched hella Doraemon when I was a kid. Like, it does not mean I remember a single fucking thing. But I agree, maybe. Depends on the show, I think. Depends on the show.
The effects are subconscious.
Yeah, and like, and the third one, Avengers.
Which one?
The first one. Yeah. It's just so good. Like, it's
hot. Even a hot, more hot take.
That is kind of crazy. Marvel.
Bet. Yeah.
Fifth best Marvel thing.
Age of Ultron was better.
That's crazy. A fucking hot take.
That was the hot take.
Best Avengers movie.
No.
It's
better than the first one.
Oh, better than.
Motherfucker,
the first one is the second best Avengers movie.
That's a hot take.
That's probably a hot
take. You guys are tripping, dog. It's
best one's Infinity War. Second best one is.
No, I think the Avengers movie is some of the worser movies in Marvel, not gonna lie.
I like Infinity War.
Infinity War was probably the best, but Infinity War was still like.
Infinity War is like top. Infinity War for me is like.
Avengers movies.
Huh?
We're writing just the Avengers.
Okay.
So not like
Infinity War and the first Avengers are
and
like,
two
in
is,
my top ten at Marvel.
Two is first Avengers and three is Age of Ultron. Age of Ultron's the worst.
Age of Ultron is the worst Avengers movie.
I say
not because it's like a bad movie.
Can we call Captain America Civil War an Avengers?
Age of Ultron
movie?
Is not worse than
it's Captain America Civil War.
It's basically fucking Avengers.
Captain America Civil War is better than Age of Ultron.
It's basically an Avengers movie.
It was going to be an Avengers movie, but they wanted to make another Captain America movie.
Also, because it was like a year later. They wanted to wait a few years before they made that one.
Okay. Third.
That was my third.
What?
You got all your...
Wait, what's the first one? What was the first one, second one?
Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels, Return of the Jedi.
Okay, yeah.
I'll go.
Wait, did you do TV shows?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just tripping, it's okay.
You are just tripping.
Okay, I'll do video games first.
God of War is
in. God of War is gonna be on here.
Yeah, God of War. God of War, whole franchise, especially the Norse saga.
Wait, you can't say whole franchise.
It's just one. It counts as one game.
Me and Mobin decided that we can do whole franchise.
Okay, that's so fucking
boring. That's
so
stupid, though.
I did not decide on the whole franchise.
Parham!
I'm over this.
Parham, shut your bitch ass up.
I literally didn't
give us two other things. Give us two other things.
The first God of War you played is probably has the most influence on you.
Parham, just pick up some different shit.
God of War.
Oh my god.
No, I remember we said franchise.
Okay, but we weren't there and we don't fucking care.
Yeah,
like you know how like all Call of Duty has like the Black Ops.
Yeah,
because
they kind of lead into each other. So.
No, even for that, I'm choosing separately.
Well,
Parham.
you, me,
Parham,
fuck off.
Don't they come up with two other things?
No, so
what?
I'm doing God of War,
all
just the Norse saga.
All your three games are just God of War.
Yo,
no.
I choose episode 1 and episode 2 and episode 3 of Rune Engine. Is that legal?
Yes.
Like, what the fuck is this,
yes.
Parham?
Come up with some
new stuff.
Same show. This is. They're different movies. It's bigger.
I'll choose season 1, season 2, season 3.
Yes, you can do season if you want.
Oh my
fuck
god,
off.
Bro. Fuck.
But we're doing franchises here.
No way. That.
Okay, I mean, it's a...
Let's vote on it.
I may go back and change my list if it's franchises.
Okay,
like...
fuck. Okay, I went to God of War Ragnarok then. Okay, it was the best one.
Damn.
Okay,
I prefer 2018.
Think of the other two.
I have other two.
Oh, you do have the other two games?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, oh.
He was putting a franchise for once long.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. Man, I thought he's putting like God of War 1 for his first one and God of War.
No.
Okay.
God of War and Norse Saga, my number one most influenced game.
Assassin's Creed in here?
Huh?
Is Assassin's Creed
in
here?
Okay. So here's the thing. The character of Kratos
best character in gaming. Not a hot take. No, Jenny, can you stop making fucking background noise?
It's not a hot take. I don't know if I agree.
Are you kidding me? The character development?
But he's up there. Even but the best?
A traitor's
character development. Come on, man. I think
it's so stuff. Much character development. The
Joel kid. In The Last of Us?
I don't like The Last of Us.
I don't think you play enough story-based games.
I pay only play story-based. Really? I only play this. Let's
play FIFA, bruh.
That's true. I should have forgot to put FIFA on. Fuck. That's more of a... That's just soccer. Let's be honest.
It's soccer.
It's soccer.
Okay. You don't like soccer because you played FIFA. You play FIFA because
I like soccer. Yeah. So, and the character development of the father and son story, it's so good. It's just so good. And the ending of the whole thing, it's the Ragnarok, it's just good. Like, it's just like good. Like, there's no words to describe it. And like, to be like, Kratos is such a good example of manhood. Like, come on now. This is such a good, and it's really highly rated, so I'm not out of the blue here.
Yeah, no, this isn't out of the blue, but yeah. The best?
The best character in gaming.
I don't know, Parma. I think you're
trying to. Yeah, most badass.
I think you play some visual novels, no cap, dog.
Visual novels, those are not the games.
That's a hot take right there.
Okay, if the only thing you do is choose dialogue options, is that really
good? There's a little bit of mechanics every like 10,000 hours. Every 10 hours, yeah. There's a little bit of mechanics where you do stuff.
That's just basically
also,
the menu.
I can move the person a little bit sometimes, depending on the game.
If you hit E, it hides the text box.
That's just a really interactive book.
Yeah.
It is just a
it's have like you
a
read
choose,
bar?
Oh, there's
yeah,
voice
choose your
there's
own adventure.
A, there's
adventure
voicing
book.
Though. There's voicing.
There is voicing.
There's voicing, there's movement.
There's choose your
there's,
own
there's
adventure.
There's animation.
It's closer to animation, Barm. It's not a book.
Yeah, it's more of a movie.
It's like
yeah,
it's like one
own
of
own
the, it's like one of those Netflix choose your own adventure
yeah.
books.
Yeah. Those are not games.
Games.
I think there's a debate that they're games.
It's like Barm, I think there's enough mechanics in some of them.
Okay, maybe some of them count, some of them
okay,
don't
but
count.
But how about like the Minecraft choose your own thing from Netflix?
That was actually that was actually pretty good.
That
was
actually good.
I wouldn't say it's a game though.
It's not a game.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think there's nothing mechanics, but I think there's stuff that has more mechanics. Let's go.
Okay, number two game. I say I could do franchises, right? It's Assassin's Creed franchise.
Sure.
I would start with the Ezio whatever.
Ezio Chronicles.
Ezio Chronicle. So. That's my just.
Bro, I need to get those games out of my backlog.
Yeah,
I need
so
to play
basically,
them.
The reason I played it when I was really young, or my uncle played it and I watched him watch it, so like, it's basically me playing it, basically. So.
Arham, how do you do this?
Yeah, no, it's more like my uncle. He was like, he's good at.
I guess,
yeah. He's the one that beat me in everything. So he was the. Yeah, he beat me like 7-1 in FIFA.
Oh my god.
Is he from Brazil?
Huh?
Nothing.
No, he would go as like fucking Georgia and I'd go as Brazil and he would beat me 7-1. And he would on purposely.
Are you sure you didn't go Germany?
No. He would actually be. Yeah. So, and then because of just it was one of my first like single player game, like story based game. So that's just like legacy pick. That was just because it's earlier. And number three is the one I played, one of my first game ever, Plants vs. Zombie. That's just shit how I look at everything.
Sorry.
Like, I'm just more smarter at life and strategy. Like, when I play chess, I'm basically playing Plants vs. Zombies. It's just a better chess.
Wait, hold on! Hold on!
It's just a better chess.
No way!
He's not wrong, guys.
He's not wrong.
Look at it.
Like, when I'm playing tennis, I'm just playing Angry Birds.
Look at... It's chess, but instead of vertically looking at anything, you look at a horizontal. Look, just flip the thing. So that.
Okay, I played the Plants vs. Zombie
shooter.
Shooter, bro.
I also played that.
That's actually a good shooter game.
Yeah, it is.
It's
like, good. Oh, have you played Pac-Man, like first person?
No, I haven't.
Okay, maybe.
Pac-Man
maybe that's
shooter?
That's crazy.
This is a Pac-Man FPS, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm gonna go to movies. The movies is the one is gonna be the most surprising. Any guesses?
I don't really know movies that you watch. You more like.
Okay.
Is it adult movies?
No.
That's
okay. Two of them are Studio Ghibli.
Mononoke is in there.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Princess Mononoke? Because it really had to deal with hatred.
It's
really good game.
Overrated, super pretentious.
It's really pretentious.
Yeah, it's really about hatred and who you deal with hatred. And then my number two Ghibli movie is Grave of the Fireflies.
It's pretty good. I haven't seen that one.
It's like the top two Ghibli movies. Don't care.
Yeah, it's actually
really? Yeah. One of the best Ghibli movies.
What's that shit Ghibli made movie? Me cry for huh? days.
What's your top Ghibli movie?
Whisper of the Heart. It's so good.
Mm. Okay. Grave of Firefly, because you haven't watched, it's about a family in World War II Japan.
Yeah, it's actually great. It's actually so good.
It's actually so sad, though.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's there's famine, so there's not enough food, and the dad dies, and the mom dies, and there's a boy and his little girl. I'm not going to say how the story ends.
I want to watch it. So
it's, yeah. It's super sad from start to end. And that really affected me because I watched it when I was like 5, and I watched it when I was 8, and when I was like 12. So when I was 5, I watched that. That was like, I was crying. I'm like, what the fuck did I just watch? I was 5, right? I was older. I was actually 8. That was the first time I watched it. So that was a huge effect on me. And maybe how lucky I am that I'm not, was born in like 1940s Japan. And that, that I'm not starving and all of this shit. So that really made me take a step back in my life. And then the third movie, Puss in Boots 2, Puss in Boots 1, because it was the first one and it was really good. Just great game. Had the most effect on me.
Okay. Studio Ghibli, like, I actually, what's his name? Miyazaki is actually a goat in, like, anime.
Oh, yeah.
He's been fighting for, like, workers' rights for, like, 40 years. But he can't do shit because, you know, it's too strong.
The slavery in the anime industry is too strong.
Okay. But Spirit of the Fireflies, you have to watch it. It's actually, like, a... Watch it now, cause like when I watched it when I was too young, like that's not a young kid movie at all. And then
I forced my brother to watch it.
Who?
Do it.
Don't. Absolutely not.
I think it's probably for most people it's probably better. It's probably the best Ghibli movie. I think it's for most people it's probably better than what's it called, Whisper of the Heart. But I think I'm just this is crazy for me to say, but I think I'm a romance anime guy, I'm not gonna lie.
This is not romance
anime.
I think for most
they're people. They don't have enough, they don't have food, butter,
yeah,
chocolate.
Yeah, exactly, but for me,
romance is the least of their issues.
Yeah.
They're not old enough for us. Okay.
Japan consent used to be 12, so.
Yeah. Is there really old?
They're not even 12.
Oh, okay.
Okay. They're not even
12. Nigeria consent is like 10.
They're barely 10. One of the characters is 10.
Okay, let's keep going. Yeah.
Okay, TV shows.
TV shows. All I hear is
I went
10.
More recent. So I went with One Piece.
Yeah, I
expected
that.
Because One Piece, come on now.
Yeah.
Absolute
Naruto.
Banger. Yeah. And I went with Naruto. Because Jitty had to have one of them be right. So that was a Naruto.
You gotta say Bleach. Just for the big three.
Not Bleach.
That's crazy.
I want to have a throwback. I don't think any of you watched this. 2000, huh?
No, nothing. That's okay. I had a guess. It's okay. Go.
Prince of Tennis. It's not Prince of Tennis. That was actually one of the choice. That was one of the up ones up there.
Prince of Tennis?
Yeah.
Is it a tennis anime?
It's literally about tennis. What else would it be about? It's about baseball, actually.
I was wondering if it was like an anime or a live action show.
Prince of Tennis. First anime I watched, but it didn't make it. Because I don't play tennis anymore. If I kept playing tennis, maybe it would have been up there. But last TV show, I would go with 2003 Ninja Turtles. Great show. Great character development. Just a good plot. And I watched it when I was young, and I rewatched it. So that kind of adds to it. The characters are pretty good. It's not the best show. It's a great show, but it's not the best show. But how, especially like Leonardo... I think it's the only one where Leonardo has any type of character and it's not just a story.
That's true.
He actually has character and he became my favorite Ninja Turtle because of that show.
And then you got disappointed when you watched the other ones?
Yes. And then also the Shredder in that one is just dwarfs all the other Shredders. It's just such a better character. Way better design. Way better voice acting. That when you watch other Shredders, it's just like, what the fuck is this? Like, so. That was my 3x3. I think I had the most surprising. I don't know why. I want to suck my own dick here.
Yeah. I honestly could swap out any of my three except for the games for another selection of three, and it would be just as impactful. Like, I watch a lot of movies, and I've watched a lot of TV shows.
Yeah, this is a hard choice.
Like,
honestly, also, I didn't have Avatar the Last Airbender.
Honestly, I don't think any of you would guess any of mine. Zero.
Yeah, because
we don't have... Kenshin's in TV shows.
What's your guess?
Rurouni Kenshin's in TV shows.
No. Because JD just watches so much more stuff. Movies.
No.
JD watches more stuff. Oh,
yeah, knows, yeah.
It's in the movies?
Yeah, I think it's so much better. It doesn't matter. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I think JD consumes way more media than we do, combined. So
if you sleep less, you have more hours in the day.
Yeah, I sleep 10 hours a day.
Power about 0 hours in the day.
I consume media at a very slow... Very slow rate.
Yeah, I'm
very slow.
I'm episodic.
For reference, I started Castlevania Nocturne in November.
What?
And I finished it this weekend.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I finished it today.
Okay, during school is tough because, like, I'm watching.
Just be in class. Be like.
Okay, I started Monster like 2 weeks ago. I'm on like episode like 20.
Oh my god. Okay, it's okay.
I started Jujutsu Kaisen.
I finished video games significantly faster than any other form of media.
Yeah, I don't know.
Except Persona 5 for some reason. I don't know how I'm only 50 hours in.
Look, but like that's percentage wise much better than the 20 for a Monster. It's like 7.
Also, One Piece though. That one summer, I watched 500 episodes.
Yo, that was crazy.
That's like respect. Parm finally got up to a good level.
JD level of anime watching.
Okay.
And you still have like 10 million more.
No, I have.
He's caught up basically.
No, basically. So I'm caught up with the dub.
Exactly.
And the dub is basically catching up with the sub. They have like 40 more episode difference between dub and sub.
That's crazy.
So it's not probably he can't watch it fast enough. The issue is it's not he can't watch it fast enough. It's because they don't come up with the dub fast enough for him. Okay.
Arm's illiterate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What the no. Fuck you guys.
Nah, I actually like dub now. I realize, right? If it's a good show, dub won't matter.
If it's a good show, dub won't matter.
If it's actually a good show. And
but
with budget.
If it's a mid show, then I watch sub because it will still be decent.
Also, I think it depends on the setting.
Yeah. I think romance is harder to get a good dub for.
I think it's possible. It just depends on what the romance is. Mm-hmm. Okay,
I just don't watch romance shows.
Oh.
Heartless.
Yeah, heartless.
I'm going to change on my thing because I realize this is whole life, right? This is whole life. This is my whole life. Okay. Oh, fuck.
Is there a badminton anime?
There is. I've watched two and they're both pretty good. They're not that good, though.
They're both pretty good, but they're not that good, though.
They're not that good. Like,
that's how JD rates things. Understand?
Running anime is really, really good.
The running anime?
No, really good.
I really want to watch it.
It's really, really good. I think it's one of the
top. But you fall asleep for 2 minutes in.
Shut your bitch ass up!
I think 2 minutes is pushing it.
Yeah, 2 minutes is pushing it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with number one. Call of Duty. Black Ops 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Black Ops 2. I played
basic
this first
pick,
one. I was like 7,
basic.
Dude.
Oh, wow.
I still play it.
Yeah.
Like, to this day, I play it on the weekend. No cap.
Like, the multiplayer?
I went in there and just shouted some stuff. I like
just
one,
got called
I like
racial
one,
slurs.
I like the one person who was there. We shouted some
no
stuff.
No way.
I like one person.
I like this story.
And I played the campaign. I've played through every scenario of the campaign now. Every scenario. Because there's not that many, like, possible endings, right? For Call of Duty. There's like 9, I think. I played every single one. So, I think it's a really important... Especially the multiplayer. Like, I've been playing that for so long. I'm just really used to it. Like, it feels familiar whenever I play Call of Duty. Everything just feels nice.
It's a comfort
game. Yeah, it is. But, I don't know. I play on PC now. So, it's a little bit different.
Sure. I forgot. Sure.
That's crazy. It's probably the most influential game. Because I've been playing it for so much longer than every other game I played.
What about Genshin?
Shut your mouth! I don't play that shit, bro. If that's on anyone's list, kill yourself. Nothing.
It wasn't.
Yeah. If that's on someone out there who's listening, if that's on your list, come on, man.
It's definitely on someone out there.
You're doing
come
something
on,
wrong.
Come on, man. I'll go with my other one, right? Other, what's it called? Other shooter, right? I'm gonna go with Halo Evolved. Halo Combat Evolved.
I haven't played that one.
It's really old, but I only played like the anniversary, right? But I spent so much time on it playing because I would just, after school, I'd just go home every day with my friend and I'd just play fucking Halo Combat Evolved. And it was probably like the first ever like game that I played that was actually like that actually had a story. Cause when I was when I played Black Ops when I first started, I just fucking like
didn't care about the story.
Yeah, I just fucking went in there and shot random people and yelled at people.
Yell slurs in the lobby.
Yeah, but like I didn't really, I just copied other slurs. You know, it's like when you yell slurs but you don't know what the slurs mean.
Relatable.
And then you learn, relatable. And then you learn later, and then
hashtag relatable. I learned from yelling them in school.
You say it more now.
Yeah. I learned from yelling them in school, and then the teacher's being like,
"Oh my god,
that's bad." Oh, that means good.
Oh shit.
Oh right. Oh, like shit. Yesterday in the class.
Whoa. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Movies.
Stop leaking, bruh. Movie. Just stop. Moment's doxing us.
Movie.
Yeah. No, I'm not done. The last video game. Last video game. Okay. So there's this Russian visual novel, right?
Oh. It's disingenuous to not include Valorant.
What?
It's disingenuous.
I legitimately think Valorant has had more of an effect on
it's
you.
It's just
than
this.
You think
it's just yeah. Dishonest.
You are friends with Mobin because you played Valorant.
That is
how little Mobin means to you.
Friends.
Think about that, JD. Like,
if I didn't have Valorant on my taskbar,
so we can't do.
You
this is two ways it's gonna go. You either gonna lie to yourself like a bitch,
huh?
Or you're gonna accept.
No, we'll figure it out. Either. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. Visual novels don't count, anyways. Okay, according to Parv.
Yeah.
Okay, Valorant, right?
Well,
basically, I spent.
Oh, I forgot to mention that part. Valorant also influenced me in that part. I forgot.
Yeah. Me hating on Mobin?
Yes.
Is that what you're referencing?
Yeah. Your hate ties our bond and friendship.
No cap,
okay.
Though. Like in Valorant, like back then, I was actually so obsessed with getting good. Like I was on the fucking like. I actually wanted to be good at Valorant. That's actually so sad to me.
JD, I'm gonna be honest. I think that's legitimately where your desire to be good at something came from.
Huh?
No, but
I think
no,
I think so.
No. I was always pretty competitive. I feel like.
Okay, yeah.
No, it wasn't the best.
It was always different, though.
Hey, yo! Shut your bitch ass up. I competitive and I was slurs yelled per second in school. I'm joking. I think I was always pretty competitive. But Valorant, like, I actually gave so much of a shit. Like, I remember when I first downloaded, right? During fucking, when it was online school during COVID, I fucking didn't do any homework assignments. I just turned it off and played 8 hours of Valorant every day. And then the summer came, and I went to sailing camp with Billy, which was supposed to get me outside, right? I did sailing every day with Billy. I get back home and I played another 9 hours of Valorant, and I don't sleep. Like, I don't know how, I just, like, wanted to be good at Valorant so fucking bad. It's fucking crazy. I don't get it, why I wanted to be good at Valorant so bad. Like,
Was it the social pressure?
It's so fucking great. No, it's the anti-social pressure, bro. It's actually, no one wants to fucking... No one gives a shit if you're fucking good at Valorant, bro. But I wanted to be good so fucking bad. And dude, I see Billy there, and I go home, and I play Valorant for them for an hour and get shit on, and then I would fucking do the same routine every day.
If I bad at it, add so much more.
I think
add so much more to
the
equation.
I think, though, I did get... Okay, I got some return on investment, like... After I met Mobin.
If you gamble enough, like, you'll
be at, like, no cap when I met, but when I was at my lowest, bruh. That was when I had the most, worst rank for the most amount of hours. I was in fucking, like, Iron 2 with Mobin, and I was
but
fucking, like,
danger.
No offense, okay. I was fucking, like, getting an ace a game, fucking shitting on everyone. I was just in Iron 2. Like, that was my peak depression. I was so fucking pissed.
You are, like, genetically bad at shooters or something, cause like,
dude, I spent so much time.
There's no way you were that bad at Valorant, and you'd like played.
It's not like I had no
so
experience.
It's not like you had no experience.
I went to Valorant before I played CS and I played Fortnite, so I don't know why I was so fucking
bad. I don't know.
Okay, and then after that, like after I met that, I started playing with Mobin. Somehow I just shot up to like Silver 3, and then like really
the power of friendship.
So super quickly, no, but Mobin didn't come with me. Okay, and then I just went up, and then within like...
You had to leave me behind. I was like Jiraiya Sensei.
You went on for him.
Yeah, I spent the last like six months...
I was
months.
Like Jiraiya Sensei. I pushed you forward while I stayed down.
Okay, TV shows.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
There was getting out of hand.
I have to say that eventually I got the plat. 3. 9 hour from Diamond. That's maybe worth it. That's not worth 1,000 hours.
That's not worth 1,000 hours.
Okay.
Nothing was.
TV shows, right? I actually changed this after I heard.
I've spent 1,000 hours on video games in general.
Really?
Yeah.
I definitely have.
Not including mobile games.
Not including mobile
because
games.
Because when I was a 5 to like 10 done this. Like,
I have probably played close to 3,000 hours of PC and console games.
That's crazy.
I probably, dude, when I was in elementary school, right, I'd just go home every day and fucking get, okay, I'd go over to my friend's place, we'd watch the fucking, like, Disney Channel for an hour, and then we'd play, and then we fucking, no, yeah, and then we'd play,
yeah!
What? Wait, what? What? He did porn?
Yes.
Dude, I still remember that. Gay me and my porn. Friend, we're trying to find YouTube Red, right?
I said gay porn.
Oh, not gay porn. Oh, okay. We were trying to find YouTube Red, right? Yeah. And we searched up RedTube, and we went on there, and it was fucking porn, and we're like, what the fuck is this? We're 8 years old.
Okay, what about,
that saved
shows,
me a few years
shows,
later,
shows,
huh?
Shows.
Okay, yeah, I'm talking about, okay. So basically, my first, most important show is probably Slug Terra. Have you guys watched
it? No! I love Slug Terra.
You know Slug Terra is a good choice.
Yeah, it's actually
Slug
good.
Slug
Terra
is
like,
good.
That's the shit I'd be watching every day. And like back then, somehow, it was just part of the fucking school community. Like everyone's birthday, like we would wait for a fucking Slug Terra movie to come out. We go watch.
Yo!
I'd be like 25th.
I remember when the Slug Terra movie
came
out.
Watch Slug Terra movies. Like it's actually good. Slug Terra is probably one of the most influential things on me.
I remember watching all the episodes of Cheyenne.
No cap, Slug Terra over Avatar.
You know what?
Ooh. You're not getting off this.
I like that.
Slug Terra
like
over Avatar.
I like that.
Slug Terra is one of those shows that I watch. Okay, I watched it when I was a kid.
Okay, this is pure nostalgia. You guys cannot.
This is pure nostalgia.
No cap, dog. Okay.
No cap, this is pure nostalgia.
You know the Slug Terra game?
Oh, like, yeah.
The Slug Terra game was so terrible. It was fucking Candy Crush with Slug Terra stuff,
yeah.
But somehow it was fucking
fun.
It
was amazing.
No, just
somehow
Slug
it was fun because it's fucking
no,
Slug Terra.
I remember trying to make like the Slug Launcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just somehow that shit became fun. Playing fucking Candy Crush with Slug Terra put over it is somehow fun. It was just like.
I completely forgot about
that. That shit was crazy.
Slugs
Slug
are
Terra.
To like elementary school boys what candy is to women in their 40s.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No.
Nah, because I don't think they eat
candy. It still looks like candy. I mean.
Yeah.
Maybe Morbid ate.
Morbid was the kid who licked the banana slug.
The second choice, my second TV show was probably the hardest choice I had to make. Because if you think about it, right? Okay. Like
sleeping or watching it.
No, shut the fuck up.
Okay. Like,
that's
a Jimmy's choice.
Like I won
no,
the only,
easy
I only won one romance TV show, right? One romance anime, right?
Yeah.
And
why
this,
two?
Huh?
Why not two?
I wanted to save another spot for something else special. But like, dude, I've watched probably like 100 fucking romance. Like this is what I watch the most. This is the shit I watch on the daily.
I still pull no bitches.
No, it's why I pull no bitches. You
it's why.
Personality wise,
because
like,
he hasn't got because he hasn't shown up late. For work with a piece of toast in his mouth and accidentally bumped into the love of his life.
Cause I don't give a I've given up on like okay, this sounds like I would like to say I have nothing against women, I'm not an incel, okay? But Miss Calhoun, okay, but basically like it's made me how this has impacted my life, right?
Women there are
it's
so
made
much
my standards
than, you
know, so good,
yeah.
Right? It's made my standards so fucking high and made me not give a shit because I just have this dependency on like fucking romance
that
anime,
sounds
right?
Like
to give me the feelings that I could get in real life. It's sad as fuck.
There's a difference between dependency and addiction.
But it's neither are that good. But like there is
neither are good.
There is a dependency. There is a dependency to watch this stuff for that emotional instead of like talking to real people. Which is kind of crazy. Which is kind of that's
okay,
it. That's why
third
it's
third show.
Oh, I didn't say this show. It's Clannad After Story.
Oh,
it's so good.
I've heard the name before.
It is so good. It is by far to me like I don't think there's that many things close to it. It's just so good. Even the original Clannad, a lot of people have it with the art style. I think it got better because this is newer, right? It didn't look as retarded. Wait, sorry, I can't say it here, right? Oh shit, they're coming after me. They're coming after me. Okay.
You have actually yelled that into the mic multiple times. You forget.
Okay, it doesn't matter, right?
Doesn't matter.
I'm changing. No, it's okay. Like the story is freaking amazing. Like you never normally when you have a sequel, right? Most times I would say except for like let's say Naruto, right? I'd say Shippuden's better. Most things the sequel is not better. Like Avatar, Boruto, like this type of stuff, it gets worse.
No,
Boruto's
sequel is
a treacle.
Someone kill yourself.
No, Boruto's sequel is better than Boruto. That's just university accepted.
Boruto's sequel? Like Naruto?
No!
Doruto!
Boruto, like Shippuden or whatever, what is it called? It's just, what? Just, it's universally more loved than the original
okay.
Boruto.
That's because there's less filler.
I'm saying Boruto's worse than Naruto. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Oh, okay. Doesn't matter, right? But that. This somehow takes it to so much of a higher level. It keeps all the good storytelling. It keeps all the the characters, I think.
Empire Strikes Back.
Even gets better. While also. The animation gets better, improves on almost everything in my opinion. And that's why I chose it for...
Okay, now movies.
Yeah. No, third TV show.
That's the third TV show.
No, that was not the third TV show.
Okay, anyways, third TV show is, what is this shit? What did I put? I forgot. I'm counting this as a TV show because it's technically got four episodes. Rurouni Kenshin, the OVA.
Okay. When we all know
I said Rurouni Kenshin would be in the TV show.
Yeah, but you said Rurouni Kenshin.
Same not fucking thing.
It's not the same.
It's the same IP.
It's like Naruto versus Naruto Shippuden.
Yes, same thing.
Okay.
Close enough.
Or sure, Naruto and Naruto movies.
They said Naruto, and I'm pretty
Naruto
sure they meant Naruto and Shippuden.
Okay.
Except the last
Okay, then I do Rurouni Kenshin.
Only the last one.
Rurouni Kenshin franchise, except for the non-canon filler. Non-canon movie. Then I do the whole franchise. Because even the movies are technically part of the franchise. The movies even, like, I think it's some of the best, like, cinema in Japanese history. In Japan. Best Japanese.
Kurosawa's rolling over his grave right now.
But, like, I...
Who?
Akira Kurosawa.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure. Like, okay, you know what? I won't say, okay, it's some of the best,
it's
right?
Some of
the,
yeah.
Because Japan, like, they have a lot of good movies, right? But I feel like this... Okay. It's somehow an anime that gets made into movie form and live action. I think it stays almost the same amount of good. It doesn't get any worse. I think it's because if it's like, it's pretty realistic compared to most other anime, right? It's over exaggerated anime. It's pretty over exaggerated. But like, compared to anime where a fucking like guy gets isekai'd in another world, of course that's not gonna fucking look good in movie form. Or like fucking Death Note.
Death Note
movie when, movie the
I'm
movie.
I'm not saying the movie is good.
The movie
is
fucking garbage. It's the worst thing ever.
I actually don't think it's possible to make a good Death Note live action.
No. Yeah, because of things like that. I think Rurouni Kenshin is able to work so in so many different ways, and that's why I think it's, especially the I'm talking about the.
Okay, the
OVA, which is before the thing.
And you can't get crazier than One Piece.
Okay, next, my movies, right?
You can get crazier than One Piece.
Like.
Okay, how about like how? What are they gonna do for Whitebeard?
You can okay.
What are they gonna do with Whitebeard?
Okay.
What are they gonna do with fucking Kaido, Blackbeard?
No, but like, you.
Actually,
I
know
I don't mean,
you know
I
what?
Mean,
you know what?
I don't mean crazy as in like character designs and set pieces. That's just fucking Netflix budget CGI takes care of that shit.
I mean, have like, live action Nami or sorry, live action Robin yet?
No, I'm looking forward to that.
I'll watch it when they have that.
Yeah, Nami is not even. Closest to being the hottest One Piece character. She's not even like top five.
Robin number one?
That's a hot take. Robin
maybe,
top five.
Maybe.
I've actually. Actively avoid One Piece.
She's canonly the hottest chick, and she's the hottest chick. She's literally canonly the hottest chick. Her whole power is that she's so hot, people turn to stone.
Okay, but it's not... Okay, obviously they can't draw.
Actually, the opposite
of
Medusa.
Who's they gonna hire to be her?
Me.
Fucking...
Brie Larson.
This guy isn't real, man.
No!
They'll hire Brie Larson.
I think they could find some Chinese actress. I don't know. Like a really attractive Chinese.
Oh, yeah,
or like
fair
Scarlett
enough.
Johansson. Scarlett Johansson, same age range.
Scarlett Johansson just pulled yet.
No. Okay, no, Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson, or. Yeah, Scarlett Johansson is a good pick. She can pull that off. Yeah.
Alright, JD, what's your movies?
Okay, so first one, I'd like to specify that I am not
racist.
Okay, I don't support pedophilia.
This is going to be a porn film.
No!
Oh, wait, no, I know what movie this
okay,
is.
Yeah, tell me what it is.
I remember me, you, and Spencer were talking about it once. Is that one?
What? About pedophilia?
No, not pedophilia. Like, a movie that had pedophilia.
No.
Jujutsu Kaisen has pedophilia.
I don't think you guys would know this unless you guys know it on your own. I don't think I've talked about it that much. Okay, so there's this... I think this is...
Give the name.
You know your name, right?
Yeah.
That guy, I'm counting this as a franchise of two movies, right? But they're technically not that related. They're technically not even related, barely, right?
It's not a franchise.
Come on now.
We're not pushing the definition of franchise here. Okay, choose one.
I'll choose a PFL one. Okay. Not for any reason that except for it's better, right? Okay. So there's this anime film called A Garden of Words. Have I talked about this?
I've heard of this, but not from you.
Okay, so the guy from Your Name, I think this is best movie ever. It's basically about this school teacher.
Okay, we're gonna end it right there and go to the next
movie. Female school teacher, right?
And male student.
Yeah.
And we're gonna.
But it is such a good love story.
Let's go to the next movie.
Also, we can't really classify it as pedophilia unless there's a clear breaking of the law. I don't think there's.
She's 10,000 years old, guys.
No. It's a he.
He's
10,000. No, first of all, they are. One is underage, one is overage, clearly, right?
Yeah.
But
one is in a position of power.
Settle down. First of all, Parma. He's a Parma Jerry. They don't fuck, right?
So it's not.
First of all, you can't, like, the love is, like, not, like, the same as, like, fucking, like, they're just fucking the whole movie, right?
It's platonic.
It's no, it's not platonic.
It's romantic, it's interpretable. Non-sexual love.
It's kind of interpretable. Obviously, you can say it's romantic. I think most people that read it's probably romantic, but it's interpretable. The time they spend, they show they spend time and stuff, it's so
Spotify
beautiful.
Spotify is going to strike us. It's
that is crazy. They're going to check my search. But, okay.
Nobody wants that. Like, nobody wants that information, like, in the world.
So, there's this... I've probably talked about this, too. I've talked about a lot of this stuff, right? There's this really good film, right? By, this is a really good anime, right? Okay. Called Jesus X Buddha.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this one.
I think...
Have you watched
it? You've definitely talked about this one before.
Okay.
Basically, I don't remember if I've seen it.
It's just, like... I think it, like, sort of, like... It doesn't focus on the religion that much, but it does. It just has Jesus and Buddha living on Earth, right? And, like, sharing experiences together. And, like, it's really, like, a...
It's not satire, though.
It's not that, like, important. It's not, like, super, like,
Religious.
Religious or, like, super... The story isn't that great.
Potential.
It just has really good moments, and it's a really nice film to watch. It feels really nice watching the film, and I really liked it for that reason, I guess.
Yes.
And then my last film... Okay. There's this, I told you this the other day, right? Okay, Parm, I talked about this the other day when you said you wanted to fuck yourself.
I never said that.
You said you'll fuck your clone.
I said this right then, would you fuck a clone of yourself?
You said yes.
I said yes.
Yes, I'm not the only one that said yes. For the instance, half the people I asked said yes, half the people said no.
Okay, sure.
Hold up, Sam.
More people actually said
no.
Okay, thank you.
But
3v1.
3v1 here.
3 IQ versus 1 IQ. Okay. Basically, okay. There's this movie called Predestination.
It's called, like, 4 versus 0.
Predestination, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard about it, right?
You talked about it.
It's basically, I actually don't want to spoil it, right? And, like, it does have to do with that. But if I give too much information on why it relates to Parm fucking himself, it's going to pretty much spoil the movie, right? But
again, I don't want to fuck myself.
I want to watch this movie now.
It's, you know, like, I'm it's a really good movie just about this guy, like, solving. It's really a mystery thriller, right? And like, it's got some time travel. It's okay. I hate to say it, to explain how good it is, I really have to spoil it. I really don't want to spoil it. So anyone listening, just go watch it. It's better than Interstellar.
To the 14
it's
viewers.
Better than Interstellar.
To the 14, this is 3.
To the 14 viewers and Miles.
No, I mean,
okay.
I think you mean 0 viewers.
Okay,
it's 13. All bots. It's bots.
Okay.
Welcome to 2024.
Are 3 by 3,
all bots.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
Welcome to 2024.
Are 3 by 3, 3 times 4, because we're 4 of us, has been concluded.
We're only in an hour.
Yes.
You want?
So, let's go back to would you fuck yourself?
What is this? Bicep curls? Bicep.
Oh, that was a workout.
Okay.
Okay.
Bench press. Big dub. What do you use for bench press?
Can we have a pause?
What do you use for bench press?
I don't know. This wasn't fine.
So, can we have a timeout?
Oh, man.
Timeout?
So sore.
And now for something completely different.
All right. We're back.
Okay. You're back. So, the question of the week was, would you fuck a clone of yourself? But a female one, not a male one.
I said, this is like incest.
But it's not.
That's
though.
Weird.
It is, though.
They're not related by you.
Huh?
They're not related.
They are related.
They're an exact.
It's the same as me fucking my twin.
You, meaning
it's,
an exact
yeah, it's,
genetic makeup. Harm,
if you had a twin, would you fuck your twin?
No!
It's
the same.
No, it's not essentially. It's they're a twin, not a clone.
They have this exact same genetics.
When I'm fucking, the last thing
you
I'm
know thinking the only, you know the only difference?
When I'm hitting the button.
Harvey, you know the only difference?
What?
No belly button. That's already it.
Okay.
You're fucking your twin without belly button.
Who said they don't have belly button?
Because that's how cloning works.
They don't have it. You know what? This one has one. Just to not make it not weird.
You personally but, cut it out.
Yeah. But I'm
would
saying,
the belly button be the deal breaker for you?
No.
What is it that?
No, I'm saying if it's
that. I'm saying the belly button.
No. I'm saying if that was the deal breaker for you guys, we would just carve one out.
Okay.
Carve one out.
Okay. No, you can just cut it. It's literally heal. It's scar. It's a scar.
Yeah. Hey.
Just scar tissue.
No. Full. You guys want anything?
I'm good.
You're
good.
Full?
Yeah.
You don't want food?
I just had lunch.
Okay.
I had lunch in chemistry.
Who are you? What have you done with Farhan?
Okay, well, let me know if you guys want any chips or anything like that.
Okay. Edit that later. But back. Okay, I'm saying, like, it's not your sister. It's.
What?
It's not your sister.
I was saying twin, not sister.
Your twin. It's not your twin.
It's genetically the exact same.
And I'm blah blah blah. It's not your twin.
If they get pregnant, you know what?
Maybe, but it's called. It's okay. There's so many ways to prevent that. Condoms.
Birth control.
Anti-perv. Plan B. Abortion.
Okay, then why is incest originally bad then?
Okay, it is not incest. They might have a totally genetic, different genetics than yours, but.
They just, look the exact same.
Yes.
Exactly
the
what if they don't have any genetics?
Oh, you know that girl from X-Men? What's her name?
Yes. Jennifer Lawrence.
Mystique. Mystique turns into you and you fuck
them. Female
version of you.
Yes. Like, same personality.
Your imagination of a female version of you. Okay, but then if it is not the same
person. That's the whole fucking
thing. I can just say, I'd be super fucking hot as a female. I'd be super fucking hot as a female. I look like fucking who's a hot woman, female, Asian?
JD would not be hot as a female.
I'm
gonna tell you right now.
I can imagine it as that though, so I can. That's what Parma's logic is. But
no,
if it's obviously
no.
She can change her.
You
way
cannot
way
think. You cannot just make it how you look want them to look. They have to be.
Also,
your
I think. Okay, this sounds super sexist.
5 inches shorter.
This sounds super sexist, right? But as a female, as a female, right?
You'll be e-girl.
No, stop! No, can you not listen to me? Okay. As a female, I think, can you turn off this so that people don't listen to this?
No.
Please,
no.
Sam!
Then don't say it.
Okay, you know what? Okay.
That's not how it works!
Yeah, y'all, just fucking
it's
say
not,
it.
Just
I
say
think
it.
My physique would be way better on a female.
Okay, that was not as bad as...
That's not...
That's pretty sexist.
Not as sexist as the other shit.
Do you agree, though?
No.
That my physique would be better on a female?
No, I just... not
you
true.
Agree?
No.
You agree?
Better...
No.
Better is a relative term.
There's a better relative term.
Moment, better, yes.
Better, yeah.
It is better. It would be better. I think it would be better. Significantly.
Hitler was worse than Jeremy.
Like,
that's the level
like,
we're
not many,
yeah, that's
like, pardon, not many hot guys are like, would have my physique.
Not many hot women would have your physique.
Yes, they would.
No. Mm-mm. Okay, if you're not looking at who's hotter than
the female. I think the percentages are actually pretty close.
Okay.
No, listen, okay? If you go to who's a hot woman? Don't say Billie Eilish.
Scarlett Johansson.
Has JD's belt.
Who's a hot guy?
Henry Cavill.
I'm closer to Jennifer Lawrence. No, sorry. I'm closer to Scarlett Johansson. Like
that is just
time.
That is
this is so wrong.
Listen, if you are a woman, you
I have the same BMI.
Like,
I bet.
No.
And the same body fat percentage.
No.
I bet.
No.
No.
Why?
You have a really low body fat percentage.
Yeah.
Scott Jensen does like she's not. No.
Okay, I bet
this is okay.
We have the
this
same
is
BMI.
So irrelevant.
We have the same BMI.
Irrelevant.
I swear.
It is irrelevant.
Huh?
Because
if
they didn't have genetics, JD.
If she was my height, we'd be...
JD. Parham, I'm gonna tell you my answer to this.
Stop.
Scarlett Johansson.
I
stop.
Don't.
Parham.
I think she's definitely.
Scarlett Johansson's taller than me.
Yes.
Yeah.
No fucking way. What is she 5'9"?
She's like 5'10", 5'9". Yeah.
No fucking way.
Okay.
Bitch is tall as fuck.
She. Okay. That's so irrelevant.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I answer no.
Stop
to
fucking
your
capping.
Okay, she's not tall. Oh, she's not tall.
She's 5'4".
Good for them.
Really?
Wait, let me do this.
I legitimately thought she was taller than that.
Okay, this is
oh,
so
it's probably because she wears like heels.
Yeah.
Oh,
next,
probably.
Yeah.
She's 5'3".
Yeah, good for her. I don't give a fuck.
You guys just lied. See,
okay,
if I was female, I'd be that high.
It's not a lie if you legitimately believe it.
Your moral compass is better than us. Sorry,
if I was a female,
JD.
I'd be same height.
Okay, no, you won't.
5'3"?
No, you won't.
I would be the same height as her. You said minus 5 inches.
Yeah, you'll be 5'2".
That's hard.
No, I thought he meant 5'8".
It is not 5'8", Moment. You're just that short. We gotta...
If I'm 5'7", then Moment's 5'5". Okay,
can you shut the fuck up?
Prove this.
Can we shut the fuck up? The question was, so if they don't have your genetics, okay?
Maybe how the fuck are you? How the fuck is they
maybe
you?
Maybe magic. Abracadabra,
you said Mystique.
Cologne, JD, make.
Okay, but
so.
What do they look like then? Explain.
They look female like female you.
What does that look like if not your genetics? What are you actually saying?
I'm saying if genetics wasn't a thing in science.
Then how the fuck would
I'm
you
thinking,
look like anything?
Well, it
I'm
make
actually,
it happen.
No, okay, Parham.
What the fuck are you saying?
There's no logic involved. It's all
Parham,
fucking
Parham,
fake. That's my fucking point. I could say I look super hot. I look like fucking, what was it?
Okay,
no.
Okay, I'm going to answer this question.
I look like
Parham.
Lisa from Blackpink when if I was a girl. Right.
I answer no to your question. Because if I was female, I'd probably look really similar to my mom.
You look like,
and
wait,
that would be
Lucas
really weird.
That's true.
Lucas,
that would be really weird.
That would that see that's an answer you do answer me.
I don't think I look similar to my mom.
The genetic
as a male,
thing.
But.
The genetic thing. What? Let's say genetics were not a thing, and it was a person. Maybe it was all like what was it called? Maybe she was a robot.
But what does she look like? You can't explain
it. Are you actually retarded?
What's
like,
the definition of that? Like,
think of like, okay, take like the women on your dad's side and your mom's side and average them together.
That's
fucked up.
That's fucked up.
I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that.
Fuck you.
Imagine,
I just said, I'd say I'm really hot as a
you
female.
You cannot change, okay, do you mean that though?
Huh?
Or are you just saying that?
I can imagine that. I can lie to myself.
For like but if you're lying, then...
I got it. Okay, I'm
okay.
A female.
Yeah,
I'm a hot
female.
I look at Lisa from Blackpink.
You cannot deny... You cannot fight your denial. And you probably will probably look like her. Not gonna lie.
What? Yeah. Thank you, Parham. Parham's the...
Yeah, that's not a crazy take. That's not a crazy take.
Either racist or it's a huge compliment.
I don't think...
So thank you either way. Thank you either way.
Thank you either way.
I don't think he'd be quite as attractive.
Mm. Of course not. She's a fucking multi. Like she's a fucking.
Yeah.
Maybe like a 7 version of her.
Okay, but,
I'd
okay,
say like
sure.
A 6 version. But
okay, that's
keep going.
Okay, now
keep going. Let's keep going. Okay.
You, if just it was a robot, not a. Maybe it was a really good AI, right? Just okay. There's no genetics involved, right?
Right.
And it's a female clone of you, 5 inches shorter, the same person, same personality though. That's also another thing. Would you smash?
But like, if we're going off Sam's problem of averaging the look.
Wait,
of
no personality. No! Wait, you said no personality.
Same personality as
oh.
You.
Well,
so,
I don't know.
So
Parham, it is smashing. Doesn't matter. Who cares? Parham.
Nah, the second two would.
Parham, why is my thing not how it works though? Because realistically, you look like an average of the people on each side of your family.
I told them we just go imaginary.
Okay. Listen. The average of my family compared to the average of Persian people, basically the same. It's true.
It's true. I agree.
It's true.
Yeah.
So every time I see
average
like,
of my family, average Chinese person.
Yeah. So every time Jay sees a hot Chinese person, he has to think of his family members. No.
No.
So
some people are weird though. Some people think shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Maybe you're not one of those.
Let's not go down that road.
If it looks too much like a specific family member, like my mom.
It just like you as a, you guys.
You look
so
like your mom, motherfucker.
Okay, you do not look like your mother.
Dude, have you seen him in the water?
What the fuck?
Son,
no, dude, you have to stay on business here. You cannot just like make shit up. You cannot add.
Okay.
You
maybe.
Cannot add.
Maybe.
That's, you lose him over. You're actual. You're beta male.
I answered no.
Yeah.
He answered yes. And
beta
male
is
maybe.
Crazy.
Okay,
yes or no?
Okay, I'll go with a yes. Okay.
If we're
going off
like, okay. It's just gonna look- and this thing, because you have to say. Yes, I say yes
too, because no personality doesn't matter.
Same personality. I know, but like, I'm not talking to them. I'm fucking them and leaving.
No, but if that was
the other one would do the same.
Yeah, it would probably.
Then we're chilling. Then we're chilling. We're chilling.
That would see.
We're chilling.
Mm.
On the little break between the two sections of this episode, I'm gonna put the Monty Python, and now for something completely different.
Yes, do that.
Because
but,
it's completely fucking different.
Not, what about a relationship? Would that work?
No.
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 Too similar.
Maybe it will work.
Parham would just fucking dick sucks at himself every day.
Yeah,
oh my god, you're so hot. Oh my god, you're so hot. Oh my god, you're so hot.
Because same personality would think Parham's also hot.
See? Yeah, Moment would work because
no, the only issue with me and a
you would fuck Moment, you're talking about
no, is that no. Neither of us would talk to the other person first.
You just did this like
no, what if there was a what if, okay, you know what? That concludes it.
All right, that's a conclusion. First up,
the grass. That's a conclusion.